This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard, your local business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Dave McCurley, and you know, businesses are our lifeblood of our community. They interact how we shape and mold each other, and they create opportunities for our communities around here for employment and everything. And today I am glad to have in here with me the directors of the Sylacauga Parks and Recreation Department, Steve Masters, Lauren Layton. How are you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. First of all, let's talk a little bit about the Parks and Recs department, because a lot of people may have a misconception. You lead this organization every day, Steve, so I want you to tell us the many functions that the Parks and Recreation Department has for the citizens of Sylacauga.
Well, you know, it really depends on what you do at Parks and Rec. And you know, if you're in athletics, you know, you may not be thinking about the parks. If you're in the parks, you may not be thinking about the senior building. If you're in the senior building, you may not be thinking about special events. And we do all of those things. You know, we do everything from rent rooms for parties. We run every athletic program for the youth through Sylacauga. You know, we feed 97 people a day through our nutrition program in our senior building. And then we have Lauren over here who's always planning and keeping us busy doing events. So.
Well, and you know, I'm going to turn to her because it was just a couple of short weeks ago. I was at Blues and Barbecue, and that's an event that you handled and planned and did a great job with. Talk a little bit about your aspect of the Parks and Recreation Department.
Sure. Well, obviously, I'm the special events coordinator, and so my job is the fun job, I think, at the Parks and Rec, and so I get to plan all of these fun events for our community. And like you said, we just finished up the Barbecue and Blues Festival, which was actually Steve's brainchild, and so we just kind of put our heads together and made it happen.
Anytime you and I can get to barbecue and eating, it's good, right?
I mean, it seems logical, right? Who doesn't like barbecue? And I actually love blues music.
So yes.
It all come together. I thought it was a great event.
You know, absolutely.
Trying to find the proper time of year, not had to revive everything around college football and local football. So I think we may move that to the spring next year, but something we definitely want to keep going for sure.
Well, I want to ask you, too, what is something about the Parks and Recreation Department that the local public may not understand? What is something that fools them or they don't know about you guys and what all you do?
You know, it's like any other job. You know, people assume that we're city employees, and we're not city employees.
Right.
We actually have our own board. We have a board of 7 members who are appointed by the city council. We get an appropriation from the city. And that appropriation's right under $900,000 a year, but our total budget's like $1.7 million a year. And we are 100% a business. So at the end of the month, if you don't have enough money to pay your utility bill, like, it doesn't get paid. So, like, we have a budget we have to stick to. It's definitely a business. I spend most of my time that I'm actually at the rec in Ms. Pam's office looking at numbers. This needs to go here. This needs to go here. So it's not all fun and games. We have a lot of fun at the rec. We have events. We have athletics and all that. But 90% of my job is personnel and making sure that the bills get paid.
Absolutely. Lauren, I'll turn to you and ask you about your job, because I know you try to plan and do all the many kinds of events that you can, but how much do you rely on the public or other things that you've seen around the state to give you ideas?
Sure. Well, I think, you know, it's normal to kind of look at what other companies are doing, what other organizations are doing, especially, you know, when I took this position, or before I took the position, actually, in preparation for my interview, I went and I followed all of these different parks and recreations to see what are they doing, what are things that we need to bring to Sylacauga. And so that's absolutely been a resource. And we have district meetings. I believe those are quarterly. Is that correct,
quarterly,
Steve?
Yes.
And so we're able to meet with other parks and recreations in our area. And we share share ideas. We say, you know, this is what we've got going on, and we're able to take those ideas from there as well. But also, of course, probing the community, people telling you, hey, this would be great to do in Sylacauga, and so we're able to implement those things.
And Steve, you touched on the athletic part, and of course, that is a big part of the parks and recreation, not just for the youth, but I can remember back when I played ball after I had done got out of high school, you know, different things that adults can do, basketball leagues, softball leagues, that kind of thing. But talk about all the many things that the parks and recreation offers for athletics.
Well, you know, athletics, we're fixing to be at the beginning of the year, which is basketball. That's ages 5 through 15. We're trying that. The 13 through 15-year-old group sometimes makes, sometimes doesn't. Following that would be baseball. You know, we play U-Trip baseball now. That's ages 5 through 12. And then Babe Ruth's will be 13 through 15. We've really tried to get senior Babe Ruth back. I don't know if you remember that back in the day, but that's the most fun I ever had playing baseball.
Yeah.
We actually won regionals with Charlie Vick as our coach when I was 16. So that was a blast. And then you get to the fall, which everybody assumes baseball's like your busiest time of year. But Hunter Kane just got through doing soccer, flag football, tackle football, cheerleading, and volleyball all at the same time.
Yeah.
So fall is not only a bunch of sports, but they're all at different locations. Some of them travel. So athletics is a really, really big thing. You know, I did athletics for 12 years, and you kind of get caught up in that bubble thinking, wow, you know, the Parks and Rec revolves around athletics. And then when I stepped out, I was like, okay, we do a lot more than that. So.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk about some of the other things, some clubs, some organizations, things that you have for seniors, not only just youth, but also middle-aged folks and seniors as well. We're going to do that when we come back. You are listening to Businesses in Our Backyard with the Sylacauga Parks and Recreation Department. Steve Masters and Lauren Layton will be back here in just a couple of minutes.
The new Listen Live experience is online at RadioAlabama.net. Choose from any of Radio Alabama's 11 radio stations and simply click the play button. Take your favorite Radio Alabama station with you anytime online at RadioAlabama.net.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
Welcome back to Businesses in Our Backyard. Dave McCurley with Steve Masters and Lauren Layton from the Sylacauga Parks and Recreation Department. Steve, we talked about in our last segment sports and athletics with youth and what all it entails. But, you know, you do a lot for our seniors and also folks that are our age. I mean, you know, there are things at the Parks and Recreation Department for middle-aged folks to come and enjoy.
Absolutely. We have our Senior Activity Center, Maxie Veazey Center. Sherry Vickers has been running that since they built the building. She does an amazing job over there. And you can do anything from hang out. You know, we have a nutrition program where they do feed the people who qualify for that service. But they also do ceramics over there. They have ceramic classes. They have art classes. They have a quilting group. They have two sewing groups that meet over there. There's a bunch of retired ladies who play cards and bridge and stuff over there after hours a certain time of the week. So Sherry keeps them very, very busy. There's always something to do over there. And something we're really excited about, you know, they used to do trips. Sherry would plan these long trips, and, you know, they would get together and travel together. And that's something COVID killed, obviously. And they just got back from their first trip since COVID. They all went to Myrtle Beach, and they're already planning the next one. They had so much fun. So now they're looking to go to the Canadian side of Niagara Falls in a couple trips and stops along the way.
Can you go if you're not a senior?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'd love to go up there.
You know, in athletics, Your calendar was planned for you, right?
Right.
You start this day, you end that day. But I know historically, Jim and his wife actually went on a trip with the seniors years and years ago. And I've kind of eyeballed this Niagara Falls thing a little bit. I have been over there, and I did go to the Canadian side illegally without a passport.
We won't tell anybody.
We'll stay away from that whole conversation, but you know, it's a great thing. My mother-in-law's taking the trip, and some of her friends are going. They had a wonderful time. So, you know, it's something that we can offer to keep, like you said, the citizens who don't have kids in sports and other things involved with Parks and Rec.
Absolutely. Lauren, I'll turn to you too. Not to give away any huge surprises or anything, but talk about some of the events that you may have planned for the near future and even next year.
Sure, absolutely. So I always, I'm a planner, and that's something that I geek out about with my job. You know, there's the fun side where, you know, you get to enjoy the music at Food Truck Friday and try all the food trucks and that sort of thing. But I love to plan. And so I, at the beginning of our fiscal year, I give Steve a calendar and I'm like, these are all the events I would like to have. And here's the dates. And I go ahead and I put them on the calendar. And obviously it's flexible. If things come up, we can move those around. But we're absolutely going to be doing our Food Truck Friday series. We'll have, I believe it's 7 of those. It starts in April and goes through October. So we'll be doing that. And then we're actually going to be having Laser Tag at the Rec again. That'll be in January.
And how did that go over the first time?
It was fantastic, and we actually did Haunted Laser Tag this past October, which was fun, and we had 2 sold-out time slots, so they had a good time.
Wow, and of course, as we get into the, you know, the end of what we call the fiscal year, New Year's and all of that, I'm going to turn to Steve again. As far as youth and athletics, pretty much looking at the same things that we did last year with probably a bigger turnout.
Yeah, you know, COVID kind of slowed everything down. We actually did play baseball that year, but me and Hunter were looking at numbers the other day and going through them for our report to the board and stuff, and numbers are back before COVID and bigger. We're probably up 10 to 15% in every sport that we do right now. All of our parents are involved. You know, sometimes getting coaches is kind of hard to do because people work and shift work and everything else, but the participation with our community and our local sports is back where it needs to be.
For sure. And what a lot of people don't understand when it comes to youth athletics, I do, because I've been involved with every part of it from media, but most grandparents, most parents show up out there, they put a lawn chair and watch the game, but they have no idea of the concession stand people you have to get, the cleanup people you have to get, the field preparation people that you have to get, the signs that are on the field, plus, like you said, your coaches and everybody who handles these teams. It's a big undertaking, not just with baseball, but with any sport you do.
With every sport we do, and, you know, when you were going back to this actually being a business, there's a budget. And, like, that budget consists of the registration. So when they pay $75, it includes their jersey. There should be enough money left in there for us to buy baseballs, for us to buy new bases when needed, to pay the officials. And, you know, you got to have that concession stand money to make those ends meet. Now, as far as the maintenance on the facility and things like that, I consider that a park. So we take that out of park maintenance. But every single sport that we have has to pay for itself. The city does not appropriate us money for youth sports. They appropriate us money for personnel and taking care of facilities. So it's a business. You know, there's times when you have to say no. And, you know, no's not very popular when it comes to youth sports and everything. Mm-hmm. But it, so far, we hit the number every season. Sometimes it's by the hair of our chin. But, I mean, we're going to hit those numbers, and we're going to make sure it's the best program that we can provide.
Well, I'm going to ask this question to both of y'all. First, I'll turn to Lauren with events, because you are our event coordinator. Where would you like to see this thing 8-10 years down the road?
I think, you know, right now we're doing a fantastic thing for our community, but it's still new. You know, my position was just implemented 18 months ago, and we're still growing. And so I would like for it to be normalized that the Parks and Rec provides all of these events for our community, and we know that they're going to do this event at this time of the year. We know that in the warmer months, we've got Food Truck Friday once a month, and that we have more of a turnout. Not that our events aren't successful now, but they become even more successful that they grow.
Absolutely. And Steve, I'll turn to you as director of the Parks and Rec. I know you have a board that you have to answer to. We know that, but it is a business. But Where would you like to see things 8-10 years down the road?
Well, as you know, we've been working on a master plan, and that plan is mostly facilities. We've got drawings for every single park that we have, trying to add new things to every park. We're starting right now with the old swimming pool. We just got the core drillings back, and our goal is to turn that into a leisure pool. Technically, it couldn't be a competition pool anymore because we're not grandfathered in anymore, and the depth needs to be different. So we want to turn that into a leisure pool. And then we have architects right now drawing up plans for a new facility that has an indoor swimming pool and three basketball gyms. And then we carry that down. You look at Central Park, where we're doing all of our events now. You know, just a basic stage, you know, nothing elaborate. It can kind of double as a small pavilion, but we want to put a stage at Central Park. We've already got drawings to totally redo Beth Yates Park. So, as you know, pickleball is a big thing in South Chicago right now, and it's really exciting. So, that would provide us eight pickleball courts and three additional tennis courts. And one of the big questions is, how come we can't line all the courts off for pickleball? The answer to that is because the Tennis Association will not let you host a sanctioned event that has more than tennis lines on it. So that's something we've looked into. We're wanting to redo Beth Yates. You go all the way down to South Highland, which is a park that we're just now fixing to get to and renovate it like we have Noble Park and some of the others. And we want, there's a basketball court out there. And in these drawings, we want to add some playground equipment out there and have a regulation outdoor basketball court. So that's somewhere that the kids, you know, can just walk up to. It'll be lit at night. You know, after school, meet up, play games, stuff like that.
Well, I got to tell you, living here all my life, basically around the Coos Valley area, I got to say thank you to both of y'all because I believe the Parks and Recreation Department is where it needs to be, and we're moving forward. And we're going to have good things not only for our kids, but as you mentioned, our seniors and everything else. I really appreciate you guys coming in and joining me today. One quick note before we go. Places for employment or opportunities for employment. You may not have anything now, but if someone wants to work for the Park and Recreation Department, how do they need to go about doing that?
So we obviously post it on our social media, but it's a link to Indeed. We always use Indeed because that stretches out to a real broad area, you know, so we're not just limiting ourselves to who applies for it. Miss Pam Pearson, who's been with Parks and Rec for 20 years, is retiring December 27th, and we just found her replacement for her job. She's the HR and comptroller. She handles all our accounts payable. And now Sherry Vickers, who's been with us 20 years as well, who runs the senior center, is actually retiring on April the 1st. I told her she's going to come to work and it's going to be like April Fool's. I'm not retiring. So we hope so, but we'll be posting that job sometime late January, because what we like to do is go ahead and get that person in place, let them train under the person who did this job for 20 years, you know. Yes, you can tweak it and change it as you see fit, but you don't need to try to recreate the wheel day one. Learn what the system is, how we do things, and from them, you know, once they learn how it's done, then we'll give them some liberties and let them try some new things for sure.
Well, all right. Well, thank you all for coming in here today. It's been a blessing for me and, of course, for our listeners as well. Don't forget that you can watch this podcast and also tell your friends about it and give us a 5-star rating. And, of course, we appreciate you watching today with the Sylacauga Parks and Recreation Department on Businesses in Our Backyard with Steve Masters and Lauren Layton. We'll see you on our next episode.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.